Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. In today's culture, many women try to break the glass ceiling as they aspire to executive power and perks. But no position has more potential to influence the future than that of being a mother. Today, how crucial it is to fight for traditional motherhood. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a 10-part series on fighting for your family. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer speaks on a mother's high calling.
This is the second in a series of messages called Fighting for Your Family. And we have to fight for our family. It says in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, fight for your brothers, your sisters, your wives. And today we have to fight like never before, not physically, but spiritually, for the family. I'm expecting miracles as a result of this series, not because of the messages as such, though I hope God uses them, but rather if we pray together as families and as we begin to call on God, God can do what we can't, what sermons can't do. He can take the Word of God and apply it. Last time I gave you the challenge of looking for two miracles. First of all, the miracle within, whatever resentment, anger, brokenness there might be, that God might bring about a kind of healing so that there can be reconciliation and hope. And as a result of the past, that there might even be a tremendous amount of blessing. But also pray for another miracle. Pray for somebody else, maybe your spouse, maybe a wayward child. Or maybe there are other people and you say, I'm going to call on God and things are going to be different because I've prayed. This morning I was so blessed here at the church rather early on. A woman came to me and said, oh, thank you so much for the assignment that you gave us last week, reading 1 Corinthians 13 every day. She said it made a great change in her life and God is working in me, she said. That blessed my soul. Every one of these messages is going to have an assignment. Today's is going to be very clear, very simple in many respects, and it will be given to you near the end of the message. But stay with us. Well, we emphasize, of course, motherhood. And, I was reading this week, someone sent me questions, and then they are answered by second graders. Nothing as sweet as children. Why did God make moms? Because she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. And isn't that true? Mostly to clean the house. There you go. More thoughtfully, to help us out when we were getting born. Yeah. How did God make mothers? I like this one. He made my mom just like he made me, but he used bigger parts. Why did God give you the mother you have and not someone else's mom? Because we're related. Because he knows, and I love this one, because he knows she'd love me more than any other person's mom. That's great. What did your mom know about your dad to marry him? His last name. Well. And then finally, does he make at least $800 a year? And did he say no to drugs and yes to chores? I think that is very important. Hopefully, it's even a little more than $800 a year, but at least the kid is on his way. Motherhood. Well, today we're going to look at the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and I can imagine immediately what you are thinking. You're thinking to yourself, already I struggle with being a mother, and I feel so inadequate, and I feel as if I'm failing. And now you're going to take this woman who went to heaven every evening, supposedly, and came back every morning, and you're going to use her as an example just to load me with more guilt. Not at all. This message is going to be one that is laced with grace. But I need to tell you that the Mary I'm going to present to you today is not the somber-faced woman that we see on icons and statues. This Mary was a tough woman who managed a blended family that obviously had a great deal of conflict. And for the most part, she did it alone. This is not the Mary that we oftentimes visualize. In the next few moments, I hope to blow every stereotype as we look at the total teaching of the Bible. I need to warn you in advance that we might not be able to turn to all the passages I'd like to turn to. So in some instances, I may simply give you the reference, have a pencil, jot it down, and read it later, because I want you to see that I'm not making this up. And when this is over, I hope that even those who aren't married will be able to understand that the principles of this godly woman help all of us in the family and highlight the importance of childhood and family reconciliation. First of all, we see, of course, the importance of realizing that children, having a child, is a divine calling from God, a divine calling from God. Do we even need to turn to the first chapter of Luke? Because it's really the Christmas story. You know how an angel comes and says, you've received favor from God, you'll conceive in your womb and bear a son. This is verse 21. He shall be great, his name shall be Jesus, he will save his people, etc. Mary asks, how can this be, because I'm a virgin? And he says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will have within you, created within you, this child, this holy child will be created within you. You will conceive, but do so miraculously. And Mary says, be it as you wish. Wow. Well, first of all, I want you to see that raising this a child is a divine calling. Was it important for Mary to give great concern and attention to raising Jesus? You say, well, of course. And you're saying to me today, but I have a four-year-old son, and Pastor, believe me, he's not Jesus. He's not Jesus. No, he's not. But he's also an eternal being, an eternal being. Now, Jesus was eternal in both ways. He was eternal in eternity past because he's the one who existed as the Son of God forever. He was actually the creator. He created his own mother, ultimately, because he was God. But he is also going to exist as a man forever. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, this man, because he has an unchangeable priesthood, endures forever. And the child that you are raising is also going to endure forever. He's a forever baby. Existing forever, either in unimaginable bliss or unimaginable horror, one of two places. He is an eternal child. That child that you are raising is also a valuable child, great value. Because you see, he's not simply a product of conception. The moment a woman conceives, she already knows, by the way, that she is a mother. God has implanted that in her heart. But the moment that conception takes place, God begins to go to work and not only create the biology of the child, the physical characteristics, but he also implants within that child a soul and stamps on that soul the divine, so that every single child is created in the image of God. No matter what the circumstances of the conception were. I love to tell the story of Los Angeles, California, where a young woman at the age of 14 was sexually assaulted. And she gave birth to a little baby girl whom she called Ethel. When Ethel became an adult, she said she never as a child had a lap to sit on. She said every child should have a lap to sit on. Absolutely every child should have a lap to sit on. But that child grew up and she became Ethel Waters. And you think of all those of us who live from another generation who remember night after night singing in the Billy Graham Crusades and her favorite song, His Eye is on the Sparrow and I Know He Watches Me. And I think she loved that song because she knew that when she was conceived, regardless of the circumstances, she was valuable to God and His eye was on that sparrow even before she was born. Every child valuable, every child created in the image of God. Could there be a higher calling? Secondly, you have the dedication. Now, this takes place here in the scriptures in the book of Luke, chapter 2, actually. And I wish we had time to read it all, but I'm in Luke chapter 2, and there in verse 22, it says that the time of purification came. Jesus was about 8 days old. They brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. That's what happens here at the Moody Church when we have a child dedication. We're presenting the child to the Lord. But in order for Mary to be the mother that she had to be, she had several issues that she needed to surrender on. First of all, she had to welcome motherhood. Remember, she was not campaigning for this particular assignment. It was given to her by God. And it wasn't easy for her to say to people, "Oh, you know, I am not married, but I'm pregnant, and I had an angel come to me and tell me that this was to be divine." And the neighbors would say, "Yaddy, yaddy, 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 yaddy." This was not easy. But she, first of all, gave herself to God. She embraced her responsibility as a mother. And then she dedicated the little baby, Jesus, to God. Oh, my parent today. And by the way, the next message in the series is to dads. But I am speaking to moms. Will you remember that when you have that child, I want you to visualize God in heaven saying to you, "This is my child, raise him, raise her for me," because you're going to have accountability. My dear friend, it is so important that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone that we meet. And if you've been listening to Running to Win for any period of time, you know that we are committed to getting that message to as many people as possible. Thanks to you, this ministry is heard in more than 20 different countries, including in Arabic, so that many of the Arabic-speaking people in the Middle East are able to listen to the gospel. But it's because of people like you that we can do that. Would you consider becoming an endurance partner? Endurance partners are people who stand with us regularly with their prayers and with their gifts. I hold in my hand a letter that blesses my soul. In fact, the letter says, "Our son began listening to your radio broadcast after I suggested it to him, and he became so excited and started to follow the Word of God every day. Because of your messages, we have seen tremendous changes in his life, and we give God the glory." And then it goes on to talk about his 17-year-old grandson. That's your story. Thank you for helping us. Endurance partners are people who stand with us regularly with their prayers and their gifts. Here's what you do. You go to offerrtw.com, click on the Endurance Partner button to find more information, or you can call us at 1-800-215-5001.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. We're hearing A Mother's High Calling, the second of 10 messages on fighting for your family. Next time on Running to Win, how Mary can teach today's moms what devotion and commitment are all about. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. Fighting for Your Family is a video series with a helpful discussion guide for small groups. The DVDs and the guide will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about fighting for your family. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.